You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. If you're a fan of Elon Musk or any of his companies, please make sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. Elon Musk's SpaceX has lost its bid for nearly $900 million in rural broadband subsidies for Starlink broadband service. Now, Starlink is basically Elon Musk's rural broadband satellite constellation that encompasses the whole globe. And going forward, they're not going to get $900 million that they thought they were going to do to kind of subsidize the building and deployment of these Starlink satellites. So they launched these on a Falcon 9 rocket at this point, but eventually for the Starlink V2 satellites, they're going to be launching them on Starship. And they can only launch V2 on Starship. So they need to get Starship done, which is down in Texas. They're building it right now. And the giant booster 7, is back in the bay. They did a static fire for it the other day and it was successful. So they're adding more engines to the booster and they're going to be carting it down to the launch site at Boca Chica, Texas, any day now, probably early next week, because we do have some road closures on Monday and Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Texas time. So Monday the 15th, Tuesday the 16th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, the thing is, SpaceX needs this money in order to build out version 2 of Starlink. They also have other funding as well. And they just had some, you know, a couple billion dollars in funding from private sources. But $900 million is a huge amount of money. Now, the FCC said August 10th that SpaceX had failed to show it could meet requirements for unlocking the funds, which aimed to incentivize expanding broadband services to underserved areas across the United States. Basically, if you live in the middle of nowhere, if you live in the middle of a mountain somewhere, or you know, in some place that could even be a few miles away from everybody else, that you can't get cable from something like Spectrum or a cable provider, a TV provider, then Starlink is probably your best option, because conventional satellite internet providers just don't really cut it. They don't have the speed that Starlink has. Starlink, you're able to play video games. You're able to stream movies for hours on end, but now they're not going to get $900 million to continue building version 2 of Starlinks, and also they're going to have to use some money from someplace else to build these Starlinks. And also possibly some of this $900 million could have went to building of Starship, because it's part of the Starlink program. It's part of the SpaceX's overall overreaching, broadband internet constellation. So this is what the FCC said. We must put scarce universal service dollars to their best possible use as we move into a digital future that demands ever more powerful and faster networks. That's what Jessica Rosenworcel said in a statement. And she said, we cannot afford to subsidize ventures that are not delivering the promised speeds or are not likely to meet program requirements. So SpaceX has already been awarded some money, though, before in 2020 after competing in an auction under Phase 1 of the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, the RDOF. And SpaceX won one of the largest shares among the auction's 180 successful bidders and covered nearly 643,000 homes and businesses in up to 35 states. So they're doing okay. 643,000 homes. That's a lot of people. Auction winners were required to submit paperwork to the FCC to show how they plan to deploy services that meet the RDOF conditions to receive the funds over 10 years. And Starlink, it said that they were going to include 100 megabits per second download speeds and 20 megabits upload speeds. Now, apparently they didn't get that amount of speed either up or down, so SpaceX didn't win this new contract.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
For $900 million. That's a lot of money. Auction winners, you know, they had to submit paperwork to the FCC to show how they plan to deploy the services. And Starlink apparently didn't meet those requirements. So Terrestrial Telecom LTD Broadband, which was provisionally awarded about $1.3 billion in subsidies under the program, also failed to demonstrate that it could deliver the promised service. So not only did Starlink, which is SpaceX's huge swath of internet satellites, you know, it's a traditional terrestrial broadband company that didn't make it either because they couldn't deliver the speeds. So this is kind of the FCC pushing you and pushing these companies into higher speed broadband, which is great for everybody, including you and me, who will eventually reap the rewards of the speeds for these FCC contracts, or people that you may know. I mean, 100 megs up per second and download speeds of 20 megs, it's pretty decent. I mean, for a rural place that, you know, maybe you don't have any connection at all. Maybe you have an LTE connection on your phone, but that's about it. But Rosenworcel said Starlink's technology has real promise. So they didn't just throw them under the bus and say, you don't get any money. You know, she was like, hey, this is a decent project that you got going on here, Elon. Let's continue to work together. But the question before us, that's what she said, was whether to publicly subsidize its still developing technology for consumer broadband, which requires the user's purchase of a $600 dish with nearly $900 million in universal service funds until 2032. $600 dish, it's $100 a month. Would you be willing to pay for that to get really great broadband internet? So Ookla's speed tests show download speeds for SpaceX's Starlink improved 38% to 90.55 megabits per second in the first quarter of 2022 So they're up 38%, but they still didn't reach the 100 megabits in that speed test at Ookla. So however, Ookla said upload speeds fell from 16.29 to 9.33 megabits per second. So they're not even close. So that's unfortunate for SpaceX, and they have to do some tweaking, possibly with hardware, possibly with software. And then we'll see what happens in the future. See if they can get some more of these contracts in the future, because, $900 billion, that's a ton of money. And as the number of Starlink subscribers increase, the system will become, more constrained by the amount of people on the network. So basically, if you're using the same internet that somebody else is using, and even though it's fast, there might not be enough satellites out there to help everybody out, get those speeds. So system will become more capacity constrained in the future, and it may impair network performance and constrain speeds for end users. And in July 2022, on the 29th, letter to the FCC, SpaceX said that Viasat is transparently attempting to have the commission impede competition at all costs to protect its legacy technology. Viasat has a very minimal offering in this space. So SpaceX has a huge amount of money behind them, and they have a huge amount of momentum. Viasat has very low speeds compared to Starlink, very low coverage. So if you're a fan of SpaceX, hopefully they get their stuff together and they get the 100 up, 20 down, or 100 down, 20 up going. But they've been battling for a while. Viasat and SpaceX have been battling. So we'll see what happens in the future. But I just want to let you know about this, the FCC not approving SpaceX. What do you think about it? So that's about it for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everybody out there. And I will see you next time. Take care. Make sure to subscribe, too. Helps out the channel a lot. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.